Hey, you're listening to another episode of I Know What You Watched in the 90s and early 2000s. I wish you. Chicken to China. You wear those shoes in. It's tricky. It's uptight. Here we go. Welcome back, guys. What is the name of our podcast? It has been so long since we've done it. What is even the name of it? Welcome to an episode of I Know What You Watched in the Late 90s, or is it late 90s? Guys, I don't know. I Know What You Watched in the 90s and early 2000s. And we're back. Okay, I'm so excited. It's super early. Well, it's not even that early, but I'm just excited because it's been forever since we've recorded one. So once again, in case you forgot, which you surely did, it's Samantha.
Cassie.
Bryant.
And today we are talking about the 1999 movie, 10 Things I Hate About You.
What?
Basically, it's perfect. That's all we need. We're done. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
That's what I was like. So at this pause, I would be like, this movie's great. And yeah.
That's perfect. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. No, we are really excited to talk about this movie. It's, surprise, surprise, one of my favorites.
It's a modern day interpretation of
Taming of the Shrew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And contains, it's not a disease, it stars Heath Ledger, R.I.P., and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, first reintroduction of him after Angels in the Outfield.
Oh, yeah.
Gabriel, wasn't he in Third Rock in the Sun, from the Sun?
I mean, in my personal life, he came back to me in this movie.
Oh, gotcha.
It's Samantha's, but
and Gabriel Union again looking phenomenal. I'm like,
she looks
like
the same.
I feel like she looks younger than
she
did.
She looks the same today.
Yeah, she looks the same today, but I feel like because I think She's All That came out before this one, and this came out a year or two after She's All That, and she looks younger than she did in She's All That.
Like,
she's
of youth.
She's insane. Gabriel Union. Is it Gabriel? Gabriel. Gabriel. Gabriel Union.
I think it's Gabrielle.
I don't know. I've heard both.
Well, whatever. You know who we mean, and she's beautiful. She is phenomenal looking. But yeah, it's got a, once again, ooh, David Krumholtz is in it.
He's Michael.
Michael.
Oh, the friend.
Yeah. The friend. Yeah. And he's so cute with his, like, super gel. Oh my gosh,
he's lots of hair.
And he's like, the last great party I went to was Chuck E. Cheese.
Let me tell you.
That was good. Okay. Yeah, he was great.
Doesn't he wear his grandpa's clothes to the party?
No. What happens Joseph Gordon-Levitt tells him, you look like my great-uncle Milton.
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
right.
So lose the tie.
Yeah.
When he comes, Lord of the Dance.
Lord of the Dance.
Should have kept the tie.
And the girl's like, bite me, and he blames it on the tie. Anyways, we are definitely just kind of blowing through that. But yeah, he's in it, and it's a good movie. And I guess first exposures, I watched it. I don't even remember the first time I watched it, but I did, and I loved it, and then I kept watching it probably a couple times a year, wishing to always do a paintball balloon fight. It's my dream.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if there's anywhere around here that you can do that.
We tried to do it once. It didn't work out. We ended up just... Because I think that you need to mix the paint with water. I don't know. There needs to be... We need to do...
Because, like,
the paint
like
is too
funnel.
Thick on its own, and it wouldn't blow up the balloon.
Huh.
And so we tried a little bit, and then we just ended up throwing paint buckets at each other because we couldn't do the balloon thing.
Nice.
Sad story, guys.
It was fun. Good time.
It was fun. I think this is actually the first movie out of this whole list that I saw, like, before this. Like, this was the first movie that kind of... It's either this one or She's All That, I think, that I saw from the whole list. And it's a good movie. I would say it's my favorite movie. It is. I would say it's my favorite movie out of this whole list.
It is such a good movie.
Really? Out of the whole list?
Out of the whole list,
well,
I would say it's
the whole
favorite.
List of what he's seen. We haven't gotten through a lot of it.
So, okay, so far, it's my favorite movie, but it's up there. It's way up there.
Yeah.
I love you, baby.
It's up there for me. It's probably not
clearly
my favorite. But...
You're really selling it.
I Know What You Did Last Summer is my up there one. My top one.
My top one.
Yes.
yeah. But
It starts off, Julia Stiles is hateful.
She has a good mean mugging face.
She's a good mean mugger with that.
Yeah, and we don't really know why she's so mad and hates everyone.
You find out later on, but in the beginning, because Bianca says she used to be really popular, and then she, I guess, got sick of it, kind of.
Yeah, that's what she said.
So, but in the beginning, you don't know why she's so... But hostile. It's kind of, but it's better in than in She's All That, where you really have no idea why she's just so.
Oh yeah.
True.
Yeah. She later explains that she did it with her crappy what's his name?
Joey. I watched this movie last night, so I feel a lot of it's fresh in my brain.
Good, Brian. You will be my reference when I forget names. The teacher. First of all, I really want to commend the teacher, the faculty at the school. I want Miss Perky. Is it Miss Perky? Miss Perky to be my guidance counselor.
I thought she was the principal.
No, I'm pretty sure she's the guidance counselor. Oh. With the cat mug and then the erotic novel side hobby. Cat. And then Mr. Morgan as the sassy English teacher.
He's the English teacher.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he is borderline racist to those Rastafarian guys.
Because They're borderline offensive.
He's a step away from calling them crackers, I feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't he call them crackers?
I don't think so.
I think he might have.
Probably did. I don't know.
But yeah, basically.
Or he might have called Joey a cracker. I think he called someone a cracker in that movie. I could be wrong.
Basically, though, I want to be able to buy Miss Perky's book just to support her. I really, that's not the kind of novels I'm into.
Really?
This just revealed a whole new.
Oh my God,
I just want to buy it to support her hobby. I'm not going to read it. If she's going to write about pulsating members, I've got to be there to support.
Bratwurst. Are we there?
I was messing with the lady at lunch. Bratwurst. But what would you guys say? So we're trying not to go through the whole plot, but it starts off with Julia Stiles just being angry and blah, 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 blah. And then you're introduced to Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who's the new kid in school, who is being shown around by Michael, right?
Yes.
How did you get stuck with Michael?
I don't...
I think... They don't really explain it, but whenever Michael introduces himself, he's like, oh, you're by yourself. I think Cameron says something, oh, you're by yourself. They usually send an AV kid with a bunch of slides. Or one of those geeky AV kids. And so a guy's coming up with a projector. He's like, hey, Michael's like, I don't know.
It's just so good. So first of all, I think David Krumholtz looks way too old to be a high schooler in this. But yeah. I think Joseph Gordon-Levitt
and Bianca, I think, they look like they're...
I didn't realize for the longest time that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was supposed to be a senior.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Bianca's a sophomore. So everyone in the movie is a senior except for Bianca and... Chastity.
Whenever they're at the prom, or Bianca's trying to convince her dad to let her go to the prom,
also her dad. I love her dad.
Oh, her dad.
When he goes, hell is just a sauna. I've said that so many times.
But she says that she's the only sophomore that got asked to the prom.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, wait, well, how old is Cameron? I didn't know if he was supposed to be her grade or a junior or senior. He's not a senior. He's got to be maybe a junior. But I didn't know he was supposed to see.
I'm pretty sure he's supposed to be a senior. But I like when, what's his name? Michael. I'm going to keep forgetting his name. Breaks down the school caste system. And everyone is very visual about showing. There's those cowboys roping a trash can.
They miss the trash can.
Yeah. I just remember, what is happening? And then there's the coffee guys.
They have some weird clicks.
It's kind of, it reminded me a lot of Mean Girls when she's doing the...
Mean Girls makes more sense than their clicks in that school.
That's true, but they're way more interesting.
Life in the 90s.
Do you guys think, because there were never that clear of lines that we are drinking coffee from Costa Rica always.
Costa Rica latte.
This is the thing that we do. We just drink, and there was no designated, those are the coffee drinkers. And then,
I always wish I went to high school in the 90s. That would have been the best.
I think that has been very well established between you and I. That were like,
I feel like we have 5 episodes proving
that. I'm like, why did we have to be born in 89? Which was a great year, guys. 89. Lots of good things happened.
I was 88, but yeah.
Oh, right. You're really old.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Oh, my year. You're
really old.
Yeah.
By 6 months. Is that even a year older than me? It's 6 months.
But I'm closer to the 90s than you, so.
No, you're not. I'm going to be closer to the 90s.
Being in high school in the 90s.
My bad. Yeah. I wish we had been little, tiny, Webster, really smart kids so that we could have been in high school when we were 6. And then we would have been. It would have made no sense. Like, why are there infants at our school? But we would have fulfilled our dream of being in the 90s. We could have been, smart guy. Do you guys watch
TJ Maury?
Yeah.
On Disney? Yeah. Old school Disney. You can catch reruns on BET.
Of course it's on BET.
Taj Maury?
I watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's okay.
Not the same thing. Not the same thing, Cassie.
Okay. Well, okay. Point proven. You watched it. But yeah, no, it just makes me laugh that they're so these are, and I kind of like that he said, he didn't say anything about these are the jocks or these are the, he just said these are the beautiful people. they don't have any skills. They're just beautiful.
That was
speaking of which, Andrew Keegan, he's a jerk, but he is a beautiful person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was he in anything after this movie?
Maybe. I know that he was in Seventh Heaven. I don't know if it was after this movie or during or after, but he was in Seventh Heaven pretty regularly as Jessica Biel's boyfriend that I think she was mean to, if I remember correctly. I didn't watch Seventh Heaven on the radio.
I just looked up on IMDb, and he kind of looks like that guy, Nicholas from The Walking Dead. He kind of looks
Who's Nicholas?
The guy that caused, in the revolving door. With Glenn and Noah.
Oh, that guy.
It kind of looks like him.
He's a terrible person. Joey's kind of.
Yeah.
But he's I wish there had been a spin-off movie between him and Mr. Morgan, and they're stranded on
an island TV show.
Or a TV show, or just a movie where for some reason they go on a field trip and everyone dies and it's just them two on an island.
And they would have killed each other.
But they weren't, for some reason they couldn't, they ran out of weapons or something, so they just verbally spat. But Joey was trying to get on Mr. Morgan's good side. He's like, Mr. Morgan, I found a leaf for us or something, and Mr.
What is a leaf?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I was like, what the fuck is a leaf going to do?
And then Mr. Morgan would say something else and be like, something, something, Chachi. I really enjoyed when he called him Chachi.
Pipe down, Chachi.
Pipe down, Chachi. And then when he goes, what'd you guys do this weekend? And then Joey goes, I don't know. Why don't you ask Kat? And Mr. Morgan goes, unless you kick the crap out of your dumb butt, I don't want to hear about it.
This movie had a lot of dick and ball jokes, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Over
some of them.
Tell us.
Well, the first one, the bratwurst thing, and then Miss Perky's book.
That entire thing was a bunch of. I feel like I learned new ways, euphemisms.
So that was the beginning of the dick and the ball joke. But then whenever Kat comes in, she kicked some guy's balls, Miss Perky's just so you know. This guy's
testicular recovery
retrieval operation is going great. Dang. Did you know? She's like, I still remain that he kicked himself in the balls. So there's that. And
there's a lot of sexual assault in this school. That's what I wrote that down. I can remember.
And then whenever Michael is driving his motorcycle or his scooter.
Oh, you just yell, my balls!
My balls! That boy's like, this is a lot of dick and balls joke.
When I was younger, I thought he was saying, my books! I was no! How will he study? I was convinced he was being set up for failure for the rest of the year. Because his books just went flying. I put on subtitles.
And then when Joey's drawing the dick on Michael's face, that's an obvious dick joke.
What? I don't get it.
It's a dick.
I didn't understand. I thought it was, once again, I watched this way too young before I understood all this, because I thought it was like a little gun.
He's pretty good at drawing that.
But I didn't know what a dick looked like at nine.
Well, that's probably good, but...
Yeah. Guys.
But I'm just saying...
I wasn't in the street.
He didn't put it on the spot.
Oh, yeah, no.
I
commend him.
He must have practice.
I think boys in general practice, if Superbad is to be believed, you just draw dicks everywhere.
When I was a freshman in college and I was at Missouri State.
You drew dicks?
No, I didn't. But I
was down the guy next to her.
To my dorm room, and we had like a little marker board on it, and people always drew dicks on the marker board.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is it so funny?
I didn't get it. I would erase it, but then like, you know how you erase something on a marker board, there's still like
a little outline.
A little outline of it there. So it was just like that all year. Just constantly.
You're like, who are these girls that live here?
And then this is how rampant dick drawing is in college. So then when I was living
drawing. Please help us.
Yeah. PSA.
When I was living in Maple Hill the next year at the U of A, I was a sophomore. You could go in the elevator, and the elevator had like a clear screen that would show the number floor that you were on.
Oh, yeah.
And someone drew the outline of a dick on there, but since it was like a clear screen, it showed the outline of it, kind of like it did when you erased it. So it was just there all the time. Every time you looked up to see what number floor you were on, there was the dick.
I'm on dick floor.
Yeah.
Dick four, please.
So, yeah, that seems to be popular in college.
I think
for whatever
so.
Reason.
No, I just think, I don't know, I guess they're really funny. I don't get it. But, yeah, I honestly, I thought it was like a little flare gun when
like,
I first watched
John Glover's thing. You have to talk them up. Because we know they're disgusting. You have to talk them up like a used car salesman.
But if you're... I don't think this is talking them up. If you're putting them in places that they were never asked to be put. Kind of like rape. It's
if
not...
someone's drawing
this. Yeah, I feel like...
Great analogy!
Yeah. It's like whiteboard rape, or like, it's just like rape of your blank
your
space.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, don't do it, guys. We're not asking for it. Don't do it. So I just thought, you know, Cameron's thing for getting it with Bianca, which he just looks at her and he's like, oh my God, I love her. He says, I perish, which I guess I pine, I perish.
Yes, which is like a direct...
I think it's from Taming of the Shrew.
Yeah.
I would hope, because I don't know any high school kid
kind
that...
Yeah, a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
Unless he's just a really just literal guy, or like full literature, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean. But he says, Michael tells him that a good opportunity for him to get with her is that she's looking for a French tutor. He's like, perfect. And then he's like, do you speak French? And he goes, no, but I will. So he's pretending to speak an entire... That's a hard thing to fake, guys.
Yeah,
and I've never understood that, lying about your skills for a crush. First of all, because I know that I'd be caught pretty straight off. I feel like I couldn't do it. I'd be like, oh, you like fishing? Me too, big fan. And they'd ask me one question and it would fall apart. Because I would have
you wouldn't break easily.
I would have no knowledge of any kind of fishing.
I feel like you could make something up, though.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I'd be like, fishing with the hooks and the fish and the... I don't know.
Sam, she cracks pretty easily.
Really?
With boys.
I don't know. I think you could make something up. But seriously, boys turn
my brain into mush.
So if it was a friend, then you could, like, make up this whole story about lures and, like, hooks and stuff.
I could... I'm telling you, I don't even like horror movies, but I faked it for long enough with you.
Oh, nice.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but I just thought that was crazy. I was like, have you guys ever lied about your skills for a crush?
No.
No.
I don't think I have.
And it happens all the time on television that you would think that it's happening because people are doing it. And I've never met anyone.
They must be getting this from somewhere.
Yeah, I've never met anyone who's like, oh, yeah, I speak French. I know nothing about
French. I don't talk to girls, so that's why. Oh. I don't lie.
So you don't even have to worry about it.
Exactly.
Guys, we need to... Brian is a really nice guy, people. He's smart.
I like movies.
He's handsome. Ooh, let's put a picture. We do have a Facebook page now. I'm going to put a picture of him. You girls will go nuts. And then Cassie's really cute too. Let's make this a podcast about movies, but also let's help about each other. About optimism.
Let's be optimists, guys. Let's show our pro.
My favorite thing about my friends is no.
I thought he's just reading through that book super fast, like going straight off that. Like,
oh yeah,
in the library. He's just like yes. Yeah, it's like.
Do you think that maybe we missed a super pivotal point of this plot that Cameron is just this has this photographic memory, like he's this genius?
They like missed a whole.
Other I know plot. They made him focus on being in love with this girl when really could have been about how he's just this next beautiful mind guy.
Yeah. And then like the part where they're talking about Bianca, it's like their philosophical discussions. Like what did she say?
Oh, fuck. I know you can be underwhelmed, and you can be overwhelmed, but you can you ever just be whelmed?
But there's...
And then the part...
No, that like and love. Oh, like, yeah. The difference between like and love is like, I like my Skechers, but I love my Prada backpack.
Prada,
whatever. Oh, yeah. I don't care. I'm a guy.
Okay. Yeah, he doesn't know Prada girls. Skechers were
big in the 90s. You guys remember that?
Yeah,
I had Skechers. I had Skechers.
And it was like really cool to have Skechers.
I think
I told my mom that.
Like, mom, it's really cool to have Skechers.
Yeah, I was like, we need these.
Then Chester was like, well, I love my Skechers. And then Bianca, like, she's a terrible... I don't think she's a great person, Bianca.
Oh, no, she's not.
She seems like a terrible person. I think she gets a little bit better later in the movie, which does. I guess is her evolution. But yeah, when she's like, it's because you don't have a Prada backpack. And then Chastity goes... Oh, okay.
It all makes sense now.
And then they get into Joey's car where he's playing that same song every single time you see his car. I don't know if maybe they couldn't get... It sounds like a Casey and JoJo song. The baby, 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 baby,
it
baby.
Is.
It's the beginning, but it's just that part. Because that's the beginning. This is the beginning of All My Life, I'm pretty sure.
So he just plays that.
Yeah, but he just plays the little part. Because when you see his car at school and then you see his car later in the record store when... Cab backs into it like a
awesome.
Bad bitch. It's amazing. I mean, I don't want to think about the insurance claim for that. But
she's telling me how to see.
But yeah, it's just that same little part that baby, 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 loop, loop, loop.
I thought that whenever he's at the record store. First of all, why would you park like that? You know you're going to get hit if you park like that.
Because he probably didn't think she had the guts to do
it. Yeah, I didn't think she was really going to go.
Really? I would have like... I'm not going to mess with that chick. Like, park. I'm not even going to park next to her. I'm going to find a parking spot, like, way out of the way.
Yeah, he freaked when she backed into her, too.
Yo,
bro. And she's like, whoops.
The next scene, whoops.
My favorite thing of their dad that he says is at the very beginning when he's talking... When Bianca's trying to ask him about if she can date, and she's like, you can't date. You know the rule. You can't date until your sister does. She goes, that's so unfair. And he just goes on this rant. You want to know what's unfair? Today I delivered a set of twins to a 15-year-old, and you know what she said to me? And Bianca's like, I'm a cracked-out whore who should have made her boyfriend wear a condom. And he goes, close, but no. She said...
No, before that, he's like, yeah. Like, and his face is just like... That is really close.
And he's like, close? No, she said, I should have listened to my father. And Bianca's like, no, she did it. And his response is my favorite because he goes, well, she would have if she wasn't so doped up.
Which I feel like is something mom and dad would say.
I feel like it's something that mom would say.
Yeah, a lot of parents would say.
Mom would, you know, throw a little bit of Spanish in there, but yeah. I mean, and that whole thing, Kat... Why does she care if Bianca dates or not? Like, that's such a weird thing. I don't have a sister.
So
I'm
not
sure if
they like each other that much either. Well,
I think because, like, whenever...
I mean, I know later she says, I wanted to protect you from him. But why... Okay, from Joey, but how does that affect, like, her dates with the entire male population? It's weird that
like, also, Kat is just kind of, like... Throughout the whole movie, she just kind of, like, generalizes every guy as, like, one lump. Like,
But that doesn't make any sense why... Okay, she doesn't have to date him, but, like, why does she care if her sister does? It just seems like she's...
Because she's protecting herself.
Ugh, I don't know. I don't think I care enough about you guys.
Good?
I don't know.
And I think that's a lie.
I don't... Like I said, I don't have a sister, so I don't know if I would... Like, I could be disappointed in her choices, but I wouldn't be like, no, you're not allowed to make those. It's just weird that she's just so... using so much of her energy to be like, no, don't let her date anyone. Because there's a part where...
Well, it's not like she's safe. It's her...
No, but like at one point in the beginning when her dad changes the rule, he's like, okay, new rule. You can date as soon as she does. Because the rule was originally you can't date until you're 18, I think. And then he goes, new rule, you can date. And he says that. And Kat has this face like, why would you let her date? And then he goes, as soon as she does, and points to Kat. And then Kat looks satisfied, like, ha, I've got to. It almost seems like she's just being a bitch to be a bitch.
Maybe. Which, or maybe it's just because she's like a sophomore. Like, sophomore's kind of young to date.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
Potentially.
Well, that's like 16. Movies, but... Yeah. I think sophomore's usually general where everyone starts to... It's just weird that she's investing so much. Like, you don't... It's almost like she feels if Bianca dates, she has to. That would be one thing. But
that's probably it.
But yeah. That's stupid. No, she doesn't. Just yeah. And her theory doesn't make any sense. But then...
A lot of these things don't make sense, yeah.
But then when... So her and Cameron are going through that, through their first tutoring session, Cameron just drops all this knowledge about her life. Like, heard your sister a lot. And I feel like he drops... way too much information that she should be freaked out. Like, why do you know this? I mean, he's very cute, so maybe I wouldn't have cared either. But it was weird that she's like, oh, yeah, totally. Maybe she's just so vain that she's like, well, everyone knows. I feel like everyone probably, she maybe thinks that people get a Bianca handout the minute they walk into the school. This is what you need to know.
Basically, it is what happened. It's because Michael told him, Cameron, that like, it's a known fact that the Stafford sisters don't date.
Yeah.
But, like, that new rule made its way out fast. Yeah. Like, that was really...
She told him that, though. She's like, Calvin, my dad's got a new rule. I can date when my sister does. Yeah. She can't get his name right, which is also infuriating. Cameron. And
we missed the beer-flavored nipple.
No.
Oh, is that after?
That's afterwards. They decide that they're going to find a guy for a Kat, and they have that little montage of all those crazy people.
Oh, yeah. The people that showed up.
I'm pretty sure when I was younger, I thought that was the best part of that movie. So hilarious. I think like we rewinded it twice.
Well, the part, the guy who's like, maybe if there were no...
We were the last people on Earth.
And there were no sheep. Are there sheep? And that reminded me of the Can't Hardly Wait thing. I was like,
sheep?
Him and the sheep girl should get together. They're both very obsessed with such a furry future. Yeah. But I love that part where they go in downstairs and it's that one guy who doesn't say anything, and that one guy who's like all drugged up, who's like, no.
The one guy that's
great. Who just yells like he's being murdered. I love that part so much. But so then they find Heath Ledger, or they see him in shop class, right? That's how they point him out. Uh-huh. And they try to talk to him.
No, it was in biology because they were.
Oh right, biology, whatever. A class.
Really technical.
Sorry, biology. Didn't mean to insult all those shop class people who were like, "You never meet anyone in shop class." but I remember when I first saw this, he wasn't doing it for me. I was like, I was like, he's got greasy hair, and I wasn't usually a long hair girl.
Yeah,
and guys, he grows on you as the movie goes on.
Yeah, he does. But maybe initially though.
Yeah, when you first meet him.
Well,
like,
I think that's kind of like the point. He's like supposed to come off.
I know,
as, like,
but it's funny now to think of that. I think he's so handsome just in general. I think Heath Ledger was a very good looking guy, and then to think about the first time I saw him in this movie, I was like,
he had creepy friends too.
Oh, that 40-year-old guy. Yeah, I feel like I say that about every single person who I think is old. Like they're just 40, which I don't know how old they are. They could be 30. I could be lying, egregiously lying, but. Yeah, his weird friend who doesn't say anything, who keeps him from smoking in biology class, and who, so they go up to him and he drills a hole in his French book, which I always wondered what is it his French book or is it the library's? And now he has to explain the damages and costs. But yeah, Heath Ledger is introduced, and then they get Joey to go
to be the backer
with money, and so then
someone's money with money, stupid.
Oh, I just wanted to point out that Michael is going through a lot of effort to help this happen. He still must be really hard up for friends because he met Cameron a total of one day ago. Well, like, why is he? What, this kid is obsessed with this girl he just met. He'd be like, okay, well, I feel most people would be like, I was just hired to show you around the school. Good luck. I'll see you later.
Like, he was part of the...
I mean, I know NBA's I know he got ditched by his NBA friends, but it just makes me laugh that he's willing to get a dick drawn on his face. He didn't even make Cameron go up and talk to Joey. He's like, okay, I'll do it. Like, he's being super, super helpful for this crush that developed a day ago for a guy that he has known for 24 hours. I just
Not even 24 hours, though. If you think about it. He hasn't known him for 24 hours. I don't know. What? I have no idea what I'm talking about anymore.
What is happening? So then Joey goes up to...
Michael goes up to Joey. Joe goes up to Patrick.
This isn't Patrick. And it always makes me laugh the way that if you see him, because he goes up to him in the middle of the gym, jogging. Running, he's like the slowest jaunt. And it's this very, it's like he is wearing, which I guess is the point that he's a model, so he always just does model. But he looks like he's not even really in gym class. He's just modeling for a gym class. His pants are very tight and his muscle shirt. It's great because he does have a very nice physique, but it just was weird. Like he was slow. He was Baywatching on his way to Patrick. He bribes him for money. He bribes him to go out with Kat. And Patrick says something which I think in 1999 was supposed to be seen as, oh my gosh, I can't, he's totally ripping him off when he says something about $15 for the movies. And like now that's not going to cover it. That covers one ticket and a drink.
That's it.
That covers two tickets. $15?
Not today?
Not nighttime, because it's like $10 now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Yeah. They're not going to matinees. Please, Brent.
They're going to nighttime.
Even at the price I was thinking, I was thinking $8.50, which still doesn't...
Oh, boy. Okay, girls, he's cute, but he's not good at math. Let's
And if it's
early in the morning,
you're even more in trouble. $12.50.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like...
Oh, 3 days? $12.50?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh my gosh, that's disgusting. Who are you people? Who are jacking up these? But yeah, no, it makes me laugh because in 1999.
$15 for two tickets.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes $53 for popcorn.
Yeah.
And then she'll want Raisinets, so that'd be
$75. Which is such a random poll, like Raisinets out of all the things.
But how much did they increase the price for Raisinets? No, it was like 20.
It was from 53 to 75. But from 15 to 53 for popcorn.
Oh.
And then 53 to 75 for Raisinets.
Okay, yeah, that's not right.
Patrick, you are running.
Yeah.
Well, a skeezy business.
I wrote down, like, what theater is he going to?
Yeah, those are like 50. Like, how expensive?
Are movie theaters in Seattle?
Like $4 now.
Is it Seattle?
Yeah, it's Seattle.
Okay, I never paid attention to the setting.
I think, what was it? I saw it. It was about Bogey's party. It says like the address and it says Seattle.
I love that they do that to Bogey. Yeah. And then
grip it and rip it.
Bogey also looked like he was way too old. Yeah.
First time watching this movie, I thought Bogey was a professor.
And I just love the name Bogey so much.
Run,
he
Bogey!
He was like on the golf team or something, I think was his...
He was on the future NBA.
Michael. So everything that he did was very high class. Like a golfer. Like at the party, he goes, that must be Nigel with the brie. Which I didn't know brie was for the longest time. It's delicious cheese. Like, love it.
Remember, guys, don't touch anything.
And then he goes over and pets. What are you doing?
No, he's like, what did I say?
Yeah. He's great. Great. But when Patrick finally talks to Kat, I was like, they're a very good match for each other. They have very similar hair. They've got that scrunchy gel hair thing.
Frizzy. Or
it's all frizzy. But they're cute together. I like them. Oh, and I had a question about Bianca and Kat's mom, because they keep saying that she left. Is she dead or did she leave them?
I think she...
I got the impression that she left, not that she was dead.
I think I got the impression when I was younger that she was dead.
So did I.
Because I was like, people don't just leave. I didn't realize that happened.
We're optimists.
And then as like I watched it later, they didn't talk about her very affectionately, and they were like, she's gone right after she left. So I think that maybe she just up and left.
Which is kind of weird. Yeah. Like if she did leave. She just left a lot of stuff. Like, she left her pearls.
Well, yeah. Maybe she met a rock and roller and was like,
what happened to Kat and Bianca's
with
mom?
With this doctor. Which kind of would explain why their dad's so like, don't leave me.
Yeah, that's true.
But then at one point, Kat says something like, aren't you mad at me, but something, I think it's Aren't You Mad at Me, because Mom left, which I didn't understand.
It was, I think it was like him trying to control, like her feeling that he was kind of control her or whatever. Anyway.
But yeah, so.
I had a question. Before they go to the party, they go to that, like, cliff thing or whatever, Cameron, Bianca.
Oh, yeah.
Does Bianca like Cameron at this point, or is she just using him like how he's using?
I was always interested in that. If she liked him at all,
I think she kind of liked him, but she was kind of embarrassed to admit it. So maybe she just wanted to lead him on.
Yeah, which, like, she was okay hanging out with him and doing secret stuff, like.
Yeah, but not like in public.
Yeah.
Not around her friend. What was her friend? Chastity?
Chastity.
Yeah, who was kind of a jerk.
She also was a jerk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Made me sad because, well, I usually like every reunion. But, yeah, that always made me sad the way that she treated him. So I like to think that she wasn't a completely awful person and was like, I have no interest in this guy, but he seems to be really excited about getting me to date. So I'll just pretend like it's going to be him.
Well, like,
it's really going to be Joey.
Well, like, because at the party, before she meets... Like, she sees him at the party, and then, like, it kind of feels like she feels bad for, like, leading him on.
I think maybe that was the first.
So is that, like, the turning point of her?
Yeah, and then also the fact that Joey ended up being a tool. Like, here, watch me model my underwear versus...
I'll show you swimsuit again.
I wasn't sure.
See the difference?
If in the party he was supposed to be drunk, I assume he was, but because he was doing some really weird things when they're like, hey guys, fight! And he goes, ooh, fight! And just in the way that he is around Kat when she's dancing, I guess he was supposed to be drunk, but. Which I guess everyone at that party was supposed to be drunk.
Yeah.
Because there were people... Did you see that guy was just hired to walk around passing around shots? Which... how sucky does it be to you get to the party
and you're
like...
Do you think
that
was one of Bogey's friends?
Me. And they're like, did their party get overtaken, but... Like, you showed up, and you're like, now you have to serve up.
Yeah.
Because it's just that hospitable nature
so
that they have.
I think you can see Nigel with the brie, actually, when they come in. Because whenever he's like, that must be Nigel with the brie. Like, he's
Nigel
coming in.
With the brie.
And, like, you, like, they kick the door open or whatever, and then there's just a flood of people coming in. And there's just, like, this guy that has, like, a sweater vest kind of. Thing on, just like a polo sweater, and he has a tray.
Cheeks?
He has a tray, and there's a white thing on there, and he's just like,
"That's awesome! I've never noticed that."
He's being pushed into the crowd.
That's nice.
I have never. That's so awesome! I'm gonna have to go and rewatch it again tonight.
I think it's Nigel came with the
brick.
They had a lot of good continuity things. Like, the book was a really good one because he still has the hole in it even whenever. Like,
oh, yeah. When
and then the coach who got shot in the ass. With the arrow.
Which I feel like, well, no, because Rogers High School did that. Did
archery?
Archery.
Well, that was outdoor end.
Yeah, that's still. Yeah. And the fact that not that many people seemed concerned about it. Like, there was one girl who was like,
that was Chastity. That was Chastity.
Yeah, she's like, he looks like he could use some help. And then everyone else is like, okay, I guess. Because because I guess that was the joke that he's also the coach that gets hit in the head
with the
golf ball.
Yeah.
And Bogey is throwing him. Yeah, the party is one of my favorite scenes. There's that girl who goes up to Patrick. She's like, kiss me. And then he tells her to kiss some other guy. And then I like to think that they ended up together.
Hopefully.
It seemed like a sweet story. And then, in the party, I had a question. Because, Cameron very early on is like, finds out that Bianca has no interest in him, but he still stays and is like creepily following her.
Is he just staying?
That's kind of weird.
I don't think he's following her.
Following her, but he just keeps like, what's the point of staying at this point?
Maybe he's with Michael. I don't know.
No, Michael's off trying to get with the girls talking about the Ford or whatever that he's gonna get.
No, Toyota.
The Toyota that he's thinking about getting.
He's Lord of the Dead.
But he was, because I feel like all you see about Cameron the rest of the night is him just, she'll walk across the screen, and then you'll see him, like, in the back, like, with this sad puppy dog
face.
He,
like, expected it to be easy, though. Cameron did. And then he was kind of like, he was kind of like annoyed. Like, he was kind of annoying whenever that scene when they were in the car together and he drives her home.
Really?
And then he's like complaining. I'm like,
I understand that.
I was like, I understood where he was coming from. She was letting him put in all this work and then she's off.
When, like, she could have just said no to begin with.
Well, true. But sometimes you don't really know if you like someone or not yet. And so it's not supposed to be that easy. You got to, like, get to know them and, like, make more effort. They're not just going to, like, throw themselves at you.
But she was throwing herself at Joey.
True.
Well, yeah, it was different. She actually liked him. Yeah. She didn't really like Cameron at first.
So was she, do you think that she was just being like, maybe I could like this guy? Or she was just, I think she just was excited that he was ready to help her so she could go out with Joey. Instead of, like, making Joey be like, you want to date me? You jump through all these hoops.
I think she was like, maybe I would like this guy. But then when he had the, like, girly meltdown in the car at her house.
That wasn't a girly meltdown.
She was like, nah, this guy's girly.
And that's when she kissed him. So,
because I don't think that was a girly melt. It was more like...
It was like him standing up for himself.
Yeah.
I bet that's probably what she liked, that instead of him being this hurt puppy dog, he was actually standing up for himself and telling her, like, you're a bitch.
Well, because
he
said that,
but...
He's
like, you're self-centered. You're one of the most self-centered people I've ever met. And just telling her. And I think that not enough people tell her that. And she was weirdly turned on by it. And he's also super cute.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Bianca and I are different.
Clearly.
She's not... Well, good, because she was not a good person. So
yeah.
I hope that
differently. Yeah, let's go with that.
You're a better person than she is. Oh, and then later they're having... Bianca and... What's his name?
Cameron.
Kiss in the car, and that seems to reignite the thing that was maybe dying down.
No, Cameron's like, I'm back in the game.
Okay, that part was adorable. I remember when I first watched that watched this movie on VHS, I rewinded that so many times. I was like,
That's probably why VHS
broke, and then I had to get a DVD. But when he was like, I'm back in the game, and he just, it was so cute.
Cameron and Patrick almost hit each other when they come around the corner.
I was always like, is that supposed to be Patrick's car?
Oh, is that
driving away?
So that was one of my, I was like, where's, like, how far apart were they, like, driving?
Not very far.
That
would be really awkward if they wrecked,
wouldn't it? That would have been pretty funny,
Hey. Well, because later on they're talking. So there's a part that I've never really understood in this movie. We're going to talk about it.
Patrick's just hanging out with Michael and Cameron?
No, I don't care. Oh. I actually, I never thought about how that the school could be like, what the hell is going on? But I thought that their little bromance was cute.
No, it was like, so it's after the party whenever Kat, they almost kiss, but then Patrick is like, maybe some other time. And then so she's mad at him now.
And they're hanging out in the stands.
That, which was pretty funny. But then, like, after that...
They're hanging out in the lunch line.
Yeah, in the lunch line. And then Michael says something like, love, reunite thy force or something. And then Patrick's like, don't say that shit to me.
People can hear you.
Yeah. And then, so I was like, so he's still worried about being seen hanging out with them. Or, right?
It sounded more like he was worried about them, about people hearing him discuss that kind of mushy stuff. He ate a duck. He was in prison. Yeah. What is he doing?
So that's like, I was like, is he still like...
That part.
I was like, is no one like questioning, like, is he still like, I'm hiding with these two guys?
No one can see me. No, but Patrick and Cameron are talking about their respective evenings with Kat and Bianca. Yeah. And... So Cameron tells Patrick, she kissed me. And Patrick goes, where? And he goes, in the car. And then Patrick has this really confused look on his face. And I've talked it over with Jasenia. And we were trying to figure out what that confused look meant. And I was like, I thought it meant that Cameron and Bianca kissed in the car. And Patrick was like, was that just their thing? Like, he was thinking that was weird that that's where Kat tried to kiss him. And then Jasenia says that it was that he was confused because he was asking where in terms of the body they kissed, and Cameron responded in the car.
I think I'm more with Jasenia on that.
Really?
I think
well, is that supposed to be funny? Because I don't get it.
Well, because like if it was what you're saying, like they're in the car, it's that weird of a thing. Like,
I don't know.
A lot
maybe,
of people do that.
No, I know. I'm aware.
Oh, good.
But,
I think that's why he was confused, because he didn't expect that.
It could have been, on the lips or on the cheek, like, that kind of thing. Yeah.
But, dude, is that so... Okay, I guess. Because
that could be, if you kiss on the cheek, that's just...
how serious of a kiss it was, and
so, if it's on the cheek, it's, that's a good night kiss, thanks for being a good friend, kind of thing.
Okay.
And then on the lips, it's a more serious thing.
I think I was just putting a different spin on it. It always happens to me.
You already put the wrong spin on it.
And then Patrick sings the Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, which I absolutely love that song. Is that really him singing, you guys?
I think so.
I wonder.
I think it is.
I think so. I think it is.
It probably was.
He's adorable and
Because he's doing a lot of the moving around and stuff, but he's not doing as much whenever he's singing.
I mean, it doesn't. It's not like it sounds like orchestra type studio quality. Yeah. So I feel like it's probably him.
Yeah.
It makes me happy to think it's him. And then that's probably one of the sweetest gestures I've ever seen. That would absolutely make my life.
When do you think Patrick started really liking Kat instead of just doing it for the money?
I think he was kind of interested in her from the beginning because she was kind of a challenge from the beginning.
Yeah.
And so maybe, but the part where he really, really.
He actually started, okay, yeah, I could see.
I would think Club Skunk. I think so, yeah. I really think that from the beginning he was very interested in her. Not because of the money, because of how hesitant she was about even talking to him. Because I feel like even if you're not interested in a guy, most girls will won't be so rude to you off the bat. And I think he was into it.
Maybe.
But
what was Club Skunk, guys? Was that a lesbian bar?
No,
I think it could have been.
I don't think
because he was so worried, I can't be seen at Club Skunk.
I was thinking
it's either just a girl bar.
I think it was a girl bar. Which I guess is the same thing as a lesbian bar. But
that would probably attract lesbians, so I think eventually the girl bar would just turn into a lesbian bar.
But then the bartender knew
That's
him.
What I say, the bartender was like, Verona, what are you doing here?
So
do you think maybe he had a past in Club Skunk?
Oh, maybe.
And he's like, I can't go there anymore, they've banned me. But then he says that, and then it zooms in on him walking in, and he's wearing these leather pants.
He
knows what he has to wear at Club Skunk. He's like, all right, gotta pull out my leather pants again. I gotta make a
maybe circus. That's why he didn't want to pull out
leather pants, especially
in the club.
My favorite part of that is when they're telling him he has to go to Club Skunk. They're like, there's the thing. So they're telling him what stuff that Kat likes. And here's another problem. Bianca said Kat's into pretty guys. And he goes, are you telling me I'm not a pretty guy? And then they go, oh, you're very... Then Michael and Cameron are like, you're very pretty. I just wasn't sure. They just wanted to double check with him. It was one of my favorite lines. They're just so funny.
When they talk...
This movie's just so good.
At that point, they're at a bar. How did
any of them get in?
I could see Patrick getting in the bar. How did Michael and Cameron get in that bar?
That's true.
That's never a problem in these movies. They're just like, oh, there's a bar?
Yeah,
sure.
There's always a workaround.
They don't have to go through the, oh, we need to get a fake ID, or we need to find a friend who has a fake, or hope maybe you know someone there. It's just, we're old enough to be in here, and everyone seems to be okay with it. So that's just never been an issue, I think. But, so then Keith gets detention, and then Kat flashes the teacher to get him out of detention, which is very romantic. Mm-hmm. And then they go on those ditching school in Seattle seems way cooler. I ditched school once here when I was in high school. It was the worst day of my life. It was incredibly boring. There was nothing to do.
I think I did that once, and I went to a movie, and then I was just like, now what?
We went to this Jesenia's cousin's house and watched the third Saw movie and Snakes on a Plane, and then ate this disgusting frozen pizza.
Not a good day.
No, and then went to the mall.
You go to the U of A?
And then we went to the U of A. So really, it wasn't in the end when I told my parents about it, because this big long story. I was I just need to tell them. It needs to get it off my chest. I kind of even tried to be like, so guys, I did a campus visit because it was senior year. It's technically it wasn't skip day. I was just looking at my college options, because we really ended up just wandering around the U of A.
Nice.
Because there was nothing to do. But here there's paddle boarding and the cool paint.
I
that balloons thing.
That was awesome.
Which, the song that they play there, I think it's, who was it by? FNT? Fascinating New Thing, I think it's what it's called. It's one of my favorite songs. I just love it. And then when they kiss and he throws her goggles in the air.
I thought it was his goggles.
Face. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Goggles were thrown in the air. And he touches her face and they're making out in the hay. And I'm just like, oh, please, Lord, let this happen. It never has. Never kissed anyone in hay. That's my one regret in life. I've never made out in hay.
Yeah.
You still haven't done it.
I'm going to die tomorrow.
This is our last episode.
But after that, I think the next big thing is the prom. Bianca's dress is disgusting. Can we all agree that dress her dress is awful? She's so cute. And the skirt thing I could have almost been okay with if the top looked like it was just a top that she had cut off the bottom. Like, I feel like
it just looked like she was wearing a t-shirt and then like...
a tulle skirt. Yeah. It didn't look great. And I was like, you're just really... I'm banking on your looks right now, aren't you?
Costume designer came up with that for this
movie. I know. And it was weird. Like, the color was nice. And her makeup and her hair, everything was good, minus the big part, the dress. But whatever. We just moved past it.
Cat looked good.
Cat looked so cute. Wait, where did she get her hair done? It blows my mind that her and Patrick are like, oh, we just kind of got ready last minute on our own.
Do you think,
and
like,
they looked very... Do you think they were lying about it?
Yeah. Ooh, because, like, he said it was just something I had lying around. And I feel like it's something that they'd be like... Like, they're not going to be like, I put too much effort into it. Because they seem like the people that, like, oh, I'm not going to say I did this much.
Yeah, like, but she would totally... Oh, that's so cute. I like that idea much better. I never thought about it like that. But that's... I like that idea much better.
You're welcome, Samantha.
Thank you. That makes it even cuter. But, and then at the prom... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. I didn't know where I was going.
Save Ferris. I was obsessed with Save Ferris after this movie. The name of the band that was playing at the prom. Save Ferris, and it was Letters to Cleo. I was obsessed with them afterwards. And that prom looked like so much fun.
Would you rather go to that prom or She's All That Prom?
I would still stick with She's All That Prom.
Guys, I don't know. I might go to this prom instead.
Yeah, but the She's All That prom had Usher.
It had
choreographed. It had Professor Usher teaching us the cool dancers.
Teaching the dances. So that would have been helpful for me. It had like the upstairs thing where you could go hang out if you didn't want to dance.
You could go hang in the weird, creepy blue bathroom.
Right options.
Yeah. But like they also, didn't they have stairs?
Guys, I'm just going for the stairs. My entire decision is based on the stairs.
They had stairs too. Like,
I don't
remember
this one as much. So that's why I wouldn't do it. It wasn't as memorable. She's All That one stuck out to me.
Yeah, I think that I would, maybe because there's more like romantic parts to this one. Like, She's All That one was very technically cool, like with the dance and everything. But as far as romance, not a lot of good things happened at the prom, at She's All That prom. And at this one, like, Cameron and Bianca were dancing and he was so cute. And then Patrick got that singer from Letters to Cleo for Kat and they were really cute. And then even Michael got Shakespearean with that girl that was Kat's friend. And I thought that was so cute. What's her name?
Miranda? No.
It was something really different. Melinda? Mandela. Mandela. I think it was Mandela.
I don't think it's Mandela.
I think it's Mandela. Look it up because I think it's Mandela. But, I mean, yeah, at the end, Joey told Patrick that he had paid Kat, or that he had, like, Kat found out that he had been... Yes!
Mandela.
Telling you, I've seen this movie.
What'd you see?
I've seen this movie. I know, I'm not lying. But then Patrick finds out that Kat finds out that Patrick had been paid, which part just breaks my heart.
Which one's worse? This moment in 10 Things I Hate About You, or the fact that in She's All That she found out it was a bet?
I think the bet was worse.
They're both really shitty. They would
more personal.
They would both completely break my spirit.
The bet was more personal because it was like you have to try.
Oh, it was because of you.
Yeah.
And then whereas in 10 Things I Hate About You, it was just it doesn't matter who. I just needed it to date your sister. Like, it had nothing to do with who she was.
It had nothing to do with what you.
But she didn't know that. Oh wait, she kind of. I guess she figured it out because he said, "I didn't pay you to go out with her so that someone else could snake Bianca." So she kind of... I don't know. What do you think?
Definitely that was worse.
I feel like, I think the scene with the bet and she's all that was more emotional, so that makes it worse in a way, just because it was like more emotional, because like he, no, they both didn't answer actually. No, he did and she's all that, she did answer, like, yeah, it was a bet. And then Patrick just kind of like looks at her like, shit.
But he chases after her.
Oh yeah, she does.
I don't know. I can't decide because both of them, I feel like it's so rough because both Lainey and Kat have at this point have kind of come out of their shelves and are like, maybe people don't suck, and they're optimistic. No. And then they get thrown this really awful fact in their face. Like, it's, I can't pick. Both are bad. I think the redeeming factor, Patrick wins because he buys her a guitar. So he wins there.
Yeah, because Patrick does a lot better at redeeming than I think Zach does.
Yeah, Freddie Prinze Jr. still goes to the prom with Taylor. Yeah. And still, like, it seems to be immobilized. He can't talk to Lainey. Like, yeah. He's like, well, I still have to dance. I can't leave mid-dance. You totally can, you weirdo. Anyways.
Yeah.
I think.
Anyway.
But yeah, and then, like, I think we can just skip on to the very emotional end with that poem, which is like, I hate
that was really good.
The
teacher
was
just like,
I'm sure. I kind of wish we had seen the aftermath of, like, once she had finished and what Mr. Morgan's comment would have been. Like, I wish he had one final just punch.
one final sass.
Piece of sass that he could.
I think Mr. Morgan would have been nicer at that point. I don't think he'd be like, she's crying.
I don't think he would have, but, like, it would have been awesome if after she walks out, he's like, well, shit. Yeah. Or just something like, did everyone just like,
one line.
Yeah, did everyone just,
like, looks at Patrick like,
idiot.
That would have been so good. That would have been, idiot.
That would
have been the best.
But yeah, and so then she gets to her, but that part is really emotional with her reciting the poem.
So
I thought it was really just,
like,
well,
when she reads the poem, is that right at the scene after, like, she's heading to her car, is that right after, or is that,
I was
like,
always curious about that, if,
because school's let out, so I was like, is that their last class? Because I feel like when they're in that class, it's like mid,
I thought that was a morning class, because in the very beginning they show Cameron checking in for his first day of school, and then the next scene is that class.
That's,
and then,
continuity.
And then, yeah, and then Patrick is in there, and then he runs from Miss Perky's office. He runs to the class because he walks in saying, "Did I miss anything?" So I thought it was a morning class. So do you think that all day she was maybe just like in a bathroom stall,
like,
crying?
Do you, like, he didn't talk to her at all after that, and then he's like, "I'm gonna go." Maybe he
maybe,
left.
Yeah,
he left
maybe
to
right
go
after
get the guitar.
Class, he left, and so then he was able to sneak it in at the end.
But I feel like she forgave him too fast, like, considering.
I don't know.
Like, it was weird for me to be like, she, like, was over what happened so fast.
Gave her a guitar.
No,
true,
I don't.
But, like, okay.
I don't know. If she, did she forgive him too fast?
No, I don't think so.
I think he was very,
I think they really liked each other, so they were like, why waste time?
Open and heartfelt about what he was saying. He's like, I mean, I guess,
but, like,
he could have been more like, I don't know.
Because he doesn't even say, like,
he's like, very witty about it, like, I got the money from that, well, because he said something
like I got some extra cash from an asshole, maybe take out a pretty girl.
Not pretty, he said a great girl.
Oh, a great girl.
Which is different, because pretty is, like, one thing, like, whatever, anyone can be pretty, but she's truly great.
And then,
embodies greatness.
But he says something like,
it's like, I screwed up,
I
fell for her.
Yeah, okay.
I think that I thought it was good. Plus, the movie, it had to end, so they couldn't spare any more time on explanations. Some final things. Heathen, Joseph Gordon-Levitt at the prom, they were adorable dancers. Whenever a guy, I don't care if he's not a good dancer, but if he puts in the effort, I'm in love forever and ever. And they were just adorable.
One more question. Bianca's in the bathroom and Chastity gets there.
Mm-hmm.
And Chastity tells Bianca that Joey took her, like, the last minute. Why was she so mad about? Oh, no, because she also said something that it was a bet that he could get
Bianca. Yeah, he's like, she's like, because she's like, okay, well, he's all yours. And she goes, very generous, but also he only wanted to date you. Because
he made
a bet. Because he had a bet going with his friends. Which, as girl, you're totally, like, he tells you this information about your supposed friend, and you're like, well, okay, I'll still go. That just kind of proves, I guess, terrible of a friend and person that she was.
Well, they were,
but it was pretty nuts that she was, like, he was like, I only wanted to go out with your friend because I just wanted to nail her. And she's like, oh, okay, I'll still date you. Yeah. Sounds great. You seem like an honorable person.
I don't know.
Anyways.
But, yeah, I thought her punches were pretty cool. When she punched Joey.
She practiced. And then,
when he's, like, on the ground, people are not helping him up. Nobody likes Joey. Like, they're just, like...
The fact that he's the most annoyed because he has a nose spray ad in the morning makes me laugh. Shit, Bianca, the nose spray ad in the morning. How dare you? But, yeah, people don't like him. They're just in their little... Their prom love. But, anyways, final observations?
Still my favorite movie.
Are we going to do prom king queen?
I feel like we're... on a consensus. I mean, I don't know why, but I feel like we're all going to say Patrick and Kat.
I was going to say Patrick and Kat.
I was going to say Patrick and Kat.
Yay!
What?
They would actually just, if we gave them crowns, he would just throw them in the ocean or something.
My reason is no one would expect it, and they wouldn't expect it either, and they don't like expecting what to expect.
Okay, that was deep. I just would have picked them because they were super cute, and that means... If they were prom king and queen, they would have to dance again and dance all lovingly, and it would melt my heart one more time.
When I was younger, I thought these were real people. So
like everyone in movies?
Like, I thought, like in that movie, I was like, oh, they're like actually together, like in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. I thought they were good together.
Unfortunately not.
Not that I know of. Anyways, thank you for listening. We might have talked really fast. So I hope you got all the info, all this necessary info that you will definitely be quizzed on next time.
What's our next movie?
I
have the list here.
Bring It On? Because it's Game of... Are we not doing that? We're not doing
10 Things I Hate About You. Scream.
Oh. Scream?
Which is perfect. It's October.
Oh, yeah. This should be all horror movie months.
Scream.
Scream's next?
All horror movie months.
Yeah.
All
horror. That would be awesome.
All horrors month. Everyone celebrate. Play it safe, kids.
Don't be optimistic.
Okay. Bye. Thank you for listening.
Bye.